This is a procedure recording for patient Tanveer Nazir, T like Tom, A-N-V-E-E-R, N-A-Z-I-R. Date of birth 5/22/75. Date of procedure is 10/31/2024. First procedure is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Second procedure is intra-articular injection of the left knee. The procedures are done according to protocol. 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcaine was injected to the left shoulder and 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcaine, 0.5%, was injected to the left knee also. Medical indications are provided as follows. The patient has been injured in automobile accident where he was T-bone on a driver's side as a restrained driver that caused him severe pain in the in the left shoulder and left knee as compared to the right. The patient has done extensive physical therapy. And the patient has no pain in the right shoulder at this time, so no injections are needed. But MRI shows in the left shoulder a posterior superior labral tear, thickened anterior band of glenohumeral ligament and axillary pouch, traces of glenohumeral joint effusion, and loculated fluid in subcoracoid bursa fluid. It appears that an intra-articular injection may help the patient for the labral tear in the posterior superior area. The MRI for the left knee shows a joint effusion, subtle hyper-intense signal following posterior medial aspect of the medial meniscus without any major tear, and patellar tendinosis, edematous changes involving half of fat pad and cordyceps fat foot. There are no meniscus tear, no collateral ligament tear, cruciate ligaments are intact. An intra-articular injection is supposed to help these issues. Thank you.